That's not the button I wanted to hit. Hold on.
Wrong button.
I feel the liftoff. The clock has started. Roger.
This is Morning Show. Here are your hosts, Kyle and Kenny.
Good morning, Kenny.
Hey, Kyle. Good morning.
Hey, everyone. How are you? Kenny, how are you? Hi, everyone.
Good morning.
Hi, everyone. How are you?
That was me clearing my throat. Very, I wasn't mad at you or anything.
Very, very good. Kenny, welcome to the Good Stuff Morning Show, a weekly look at the internet's junk drawer. I'm Kyle. This over here in this other box over on Twitch, that's Kenny. We're actually streaming live right now over at goodstuff.fm/live if everything's working out okay. Still can't figure out how to get Twitch to send the stream from Good Stuff over to my own personal one. If anybody, Chris or Mike, anybody who's actually hosting the Good Stuff _FM Twitch thing, could you help me out? Could you help me figure this thing out? Because I'm confused. The whole dashboard situation is, there's so many options. So many
options. I don't think you need to ask someone from our network. I think you just need to ask a 12-year-old who has hundreds of thousands of followers.
He'll
tell you, he'll school you on it.
Here we are trying to get to 50 followers before the end of 2017. And someone who is just, you know, spurting racial slurs and shooting people for a living on a really strange looking chair is making a whole boatload of money.
You think those are strange looking chairs?
Those are. Are you kidding? Have you seen the little pillow at the top? Hey, look, we've got another.
The little pillow?
The follower thing works. Hey, Kaiser Wilhelm, I'm sorry about your arm, but thanks for the follow. Kaiser Wilhelm has a small arm. He tries to hide it in all of his photographs. Anyway, it doesn't matter. Okay. Welcome to history. The Good Stuff with Kyle and Kenny. We're going to talk about
be a terrible show.
We're going to talk about why World War I started with the assassination of Archduke Franz Ferdinand. Kenny?
From
Austria.
There you go.
Mm-hmm. if you would do just as our friend over here did, hit that follow button on Twitch. You can also go through goodstuff.fm/live and click our little Good Stuff circle at the top left hand corner, and that'll take you straight to the Twitch page. Do it,
perfect.
Would you? But really, though,
let's get back to these chairs that you're talking about.
Let's talk
chair
about
chair shaming that you're doing.
Okay,
what's wrong with the chair? What's wrong with the bucket seat chair? Like bucket seats in a Honda Civic 99 coupe.
Mm-hmm. Two-door.
That's a coupe. That's what a coupe is, Kyle.
I figured that was where the chickens came from. I thought we were still talking about cars, Kenny.
Well, you're chicken if you don't race that guy.
I guess so. Okay, it's not the bucket seat thing necessarily. Mm. I think it's the little pillow at the top. Some of them.
I still don't know what you're talking about.
Not all of them. Some of them have this pillow that's, okay, I'm on stream. It's about this big. It's like a little beanbag, maybe. But it's got to be floofy in there. Can't be beans.
Are you saying that like nobody's head actually reaches the pillow? So why bother?
I guess so. Yeah, I just
is
don't.
Is that your problem with it? Why aren't there any tall people on Twitch?
It's the only classically comfy item on that chair. Everything else is like sleek and modern and it's the leather wraps, and it's got this nice little trim around the whole thing. And boy, do you look real sporty in your mech chair.
But here
it'd be like, it's like throwing one of those like wooden bead things over your driver's seat on top of a really nice chair. It's just not, it just doesn't meld well. It just seems strange. That's all I'm saying. Tiny pillows, Kenny. Don't worry about it. Hey, speaking of tiny things, I've got a tiny little segment called follow-up for us to go over. Last show, what number was that? 371. Mm-hmm. We did a segment called Question Time, where we got to ask you some pretty off
silly
the,
questions.
Silly questions, off the wall questions. Questions that we didn't know the answers to, for the most part, except for the Bagel Bites one, which I probably could have guessed. We got a question over at our Twitter. Follower Max sent us a question. Not the engineer, a true Twitter human follower. They say, what's your favorite dog breed?
What's my favorite dog breed? Oh, I don't want to start, you know, taking sides or anything. I believe all dogs are
go awesome to heaven.
And I want, yes. Also, two. Why would there be two movies? Why would there be a second?
No, I have no
more
idea.
Dogs go to heaven.
It really just should have been all dogs go to hell. Eventually, probably.
That's the
comma,
third one.
Comma eventually.
But
listen, it doesn't. I'll put the stipulation. It does not have to be the breed of your current dog that you do have that is alive, or a dog that you have had in the past that has indeed passed and gone to hell. Three. It can be any dog breed. We kind of had this conversation with our third brother over the week. No, it was over the week sometime. He sent us a gif of dogs swinging back and forth on a swing. You want that one?
Which floofy dogs? No. Floof. I think my go-to is a golden retriever.
Okay.
It's like the most majestic of the dog.
Okay. All right.
And I can't get over what.
Hey, Kaiser Wilhelm, now hosting our stream. Thank you. We appreciate it. See, now they're working. I don't know what we had this big thing before the show started about why Streamlabs isn't working, and it's totally working now.
You just had to complain about it.
That's how things get done.
I was gonna say, Ghost. No, from Homeward Bound. What was the main guy's name?
That's from Destiny 2.
What was his name?
The Destiny Ghost is indeed the best dog breed, I think, Kenny. I feel like that is probably true.
What is his name?
We don't need
Ghost. That's stupid.
Ghost is.
I need to look it up.
Indeed, the dog is a ghost now. I'm sorry.
Golden Retriever. Homeward.
Go ahead.
Keep name. Yeah,
no, just keep searching. Come on. Where keep searching. It? Go ahead.
Chance.
Chance, the dog.
Shadow.
Okay. Ghost.
Ghost, Shadow.
I mean. Yes. Okay. I get it.
But like Shadow. That was my first
like
introduction to the majesty of Golden Retriever.
Yeah. It was real.
And then he falls in that mud pit and he can't get out. And
who gets,
and as a, that's the, so it's so like soul crushing as a child.
Yeah.
Oh no.
Made you real sad. Who's the one who got the porcupine needles in the nose?
Chance. That was Michael J. Fox as Chance.
Okay. All right. That's the only question. That's the only question I had.
Yeah.
Good.
They couldn't make a movie like that now.
Well, Kenny,
I'm pretty sure there's so many laws against treating animals like they did.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they put stuff in the dog's face. Yeah, like, that wasn't makeup. That was, they did something to the dog.
There's a whole website about the treatment of animals in blockbuster movies, or not just ones that were on VHS inside of a blockbuster, but actual, like, other movies, any movies. They have Ulysses from Rocket Man, my favorite movie, in there,
and Air Bud.
Yeah, just a line by line breakdown of either how poorly the animal was treated, or whether they had multiple animals, or
Mighty Joe Young,
Mighty Ducks. Though they did such bad things to those ducks, I can't. They made them play hockey and hit each other. Kenny, everything was really bad. You can send your questions over to us either on Twitter, Morning Show AM. You follow us there and send in your questions. Do we have any other ways for folks to send us questions? Maybe we can find a nicer way to handle that on the website. But yeah, send us questions. Kenny didn't really have a surprising answer for me this time.
I'm sorry.
I like a good like Japanese hunting dog.
What does that mean? Like a dog that hunts Japanese people?
That is incorrect. No, they you're laughing way too hard at that joke. It is a like a, I don't know, like a real muscular dog. It's kind of a wolf. Yeah. It's
how about just a wolf?
How about wolf? Just
and
a wolf.
Raven.
Mm-hmm.
No. It's wolf and raven.
Let's just go to the headlines.
These are today's headlines.
Mm-mm-mm. Kenny, what's happening?
Well, I'll tell you, Kyle. Voyager 1 thrusters have been activated by NASA after decades-long sleep. It was asleep.
Voyager was asleep, or were we asleep?
Everyone was asleep.
Are we now woke?
to Voyager 1.
Indeed.
Yes, launched all the way back in 1977, Kyle. We're still in touch with it, though.
Yeah, after school, we really kind of grew apart from one another. And as time has gone on, they've just really tried to distance themselves from us. But now,
oh my gosh, with the autoplay.
Now we're back in touch, thankfully.
How did this happen? You are garbage.
Yeah, I know. Warning. If you go over to goodstuff.fm/morningshow and click on the link on this, there's a lot of autoplay videos. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
That's the state of the internet now. Mm-hmm. Kyle, on Tuesday, this last Tuesday, NASA sent the command to fire the TCM thrusters in 10 millisecond pulses as a test to see if they can reorient the spacecraft. It took nearly 20 hours before Voyager's signal reached back to Earth, but it was a success.
All right.
These are trajectory correction maneuver thrusters. I don't know, to get it back in place, and so they can continue sending it on its way. First, I didn't really read through this before. Mm-hmm. I'm gonna let on well, right now. I like Voyager.
Okay, the actual Star Trek series. Is that what you're saying?
Sure.
Okay, Captain Janeway, my favorite. Yeah. First of all,
Captain Janeway's not your favorite.
Is it? Yeah.
Captain Jean-Luc Picard of the USS Enterprise.
Yeah. No, I like him too. I like him, especially in First Contact, but, there's something about Janeway. I have very fond memories of watching through all of the DVDs of Voyager. I know this is completely off topic and has nothing to do
apropos to this story.
Sure. So what they did, Kenny, in this story to fire the thrusters and get Voyager out of the Gamma Quadrant. No, Delta Quadrant. Which
quadrant? Oh my gosh, you thought they were in the Gamma Quadrant?
How many quadrants are there?
I want to chop your neck.
So they fired not just like the regular thrusters, but there were these other tiny thrusters, and then they got
they got
them back and talking to us. So everything's just great. Chat room is asking if I'm talking about a Shiba Inu or Shiba. How do you pronounce that? The Doge. No. It is probably related to the Shiba, but it is a completely different dog. Thank you for the follow, by the way. I-K-I. Thank you. Appreciate it. Kenny, what else is happening?
I'm going to move on here, Kyle. Sony will let you try out PlayStation VR at home if you want. That doesn't apply to us because we both have one. But
I do. I do have one now.
Yeah. We'll cover that later. And if you don't like it, send it back or keep it for $300. So one of the biggest barriers to consumer adoption of VR headsets is getting the tech into people's hands, or rather strapped to their heads. Funny. Sony is attempting to address that adoption issue with a new program that lets PSVR curious buyers try the system out at home. My voice. And if they don't like it, they can send it right back. The program is currently only open to select PlayStation Plus members in the United States. Those selected will receive a unique registration code via email that lets them reserve a PSVR quote trial bundle. The bundle includes the headset, the camera, two Move controllers, Skyrim on VR, and the VR demo disc. So basically the bundle that you bought.
Yeah, correct.
Is that correct?
That okay. Is absolutely 100% correct.
And it retails for $450.
So, does it though? I got mine for $330. So
it, right. Well, they're like suggested retail price before any of sales, I'm sure.
Sure.
If you're eligible and want to take part, Sony will require a credit card. They'll put a hold on your credit card to send you the bundle, which you can keep for a few weeks. That's kind of general.
Really vague, yeah.
Yeah. And then when you're all done trying the VR, you can decide if you want to keep it or return it. If they don't receive the complete undamaged bundle back within 10 days of your trial end date, that means you want to keep it. So they'll charge you $300 to keep the bundle. And that sounds pretty good. That sounds like $30 less than what you paid.
Yeah, not bad. Do you think that
I want to before I end this story.
Sure.
There are some terms and conditions worth reading through if you want to take a part. The promotion is only available between December 1st and 14th and limited to 1400 eligible participants. Update. It is full. They closed signups. So this is kind of moot, and I hope you guys got in on it.
Yeah. That's
okay. Now tell me what you're going to say.
Okay. So it's just the nature of doing a weekly show. And first of all, we're recording this not on our normal Tuesday time. This is a Saturday at around 11:30 AM. So
it's in the morning.
It's still technically morning. It's morning somewhere, I guess, is what our new motto should be. It's morning somewhere.
Where were you going to say?
Do you think that these headsets that they're sending out to folks to try out are they're the second generation, correct? It's got to be if that's the new bundle.
Oh yeah, probably the new ones.
Okay. Are they sending out used ones or ones that potentially were part of this bundle but were sent back because someone didn't want it or it's refurbished or what?
Yeah, I feel like they might be refurb units, although then in that case they probably wouldn't be the brand new ones.
Okay.
I doubt that they would be sending out brand new ones and then cutting their price by almost 50%.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. You're probably right.
So they might be Gen 1 and this is just like clearing stock.
Right.
And you get the Move controllers, which are already, that's already an old product. The PlayStation camera is already an old product. The headset is now a year and a half old.
It does make things pretty confusing when I was setting it up. But it would be nice to be able to pay a small fee or get this for free to try it out in your space and see if you do indeed have space for PSVR. Because of the VR headsets, it is by far the most affordable.
And the most user-friendly at this point, I think.
The most comfortable that I've worn. I've worn a Vive and an Oculus and the PSVR. And
really?
Yeah. It's mostly just like the front area. I haven't tried. Okay, so I should say I tried the Oculus way back when it was the developer prototypes, and they were were showing it at CES, and it was just like the one that goes around the back. Wasn't comfortable really at all. The screen looked real bad, but I was playing some like little GameCube-y thing. I don't remember what it was, but
okay,
it was GameCube with VR.
Cool.
So yeah, try it out. I recommend it. I don't necessarily recommend the Skyrim VR game. I played about an hour and a half of it last night, and it was it was something else.
But you're not a Skyrim player, or you're not even like an Elder Scrolls player, are you?
No, absolutely not. First person
adventure, talk to everybody. Explore everything on your own.
I put it this way. I went to the first town and I killed everyone.
Oh my gosh. And then you want GTA VR. That's what you want.
Yeah. Yes. Yes. Okay. Absolutely. I want to move. And then jump in a car. And
I think that's what we'll do later today. We'll play GTA first person on our VR headsets.
That's but it doesn't work by looking left and right.
No, but if you put it on the super huge screen in front of your face, you basically are doing that.
Okay. Will you order me one of those really awesome looking chairs with the small pillow so I can complete my whole look?
No, we're just going to stand up and play this.
I will say, also of the VR headsets, I haven't tried this with the others, but it's pretty easy with the PSVR to put it on your face and keep it there and see the screen and also drink a beer at the same time. So,
oh, hey,
highly recommended. Kenny, what else is happening?
Well, it looks like someone at Apple was having a beer when they released some software this past week. They had a shockingly bad week of software problems.
And not just Mac OS. Still do. Absolutely.
Yeah, and
still
not just
do.
iOS even. It is a combination of the both of them. Mm-hmm. As the week draws to a close, and in fact it is drawing to a close today on Saturday, it's definitely been a long one for Apple's software engineers. The nightmare started on Tuesday after a Twitter user disclosed a critical security vulnerability for Mac OS High Sierra. That's 10.13 for everybody out there, that allowed anyone with physical access to a Mac to gain system administration privileges without even entering a password. This is the root thing that I'm sure everyone saw either on Twitter or Reddit or any news outlet was covering it. Apple managed to fix it in less than 24 hours, though, after it was publicly disclosed, which is fine. And it really was only a problem for people who, I guess, share a computer or routinely have remote access for their Mac or anything like that.
It was a local issue, correct? So you could physically log in locally, but it wasn't a remote login issue.
No, you could do remote login, I think. Or maybe it was like if you use screen sharing or something like that.
Okay. That makes sense. So it appears as though someone is going into your system either through iCloud or through some other networking means.
I have no idea. I fixed it. Okay.
All right. I mean, that's good.
Either way. In releasing their patch, though, the next day, I believe that they broke some of their sharing platform. So let me see if I can find it here in this.
What do you mean by sharing platform? Like in terms of
Apple security update ended up introducing another problem for preventing Mac users from authenticating or connecting to file shares on their Macs. Apple was forced to issue yet another support document to detail a fix for their users, helping Mac owners gain access to file shares again. The last bug here that I'll cover is the iOS 11 bug that crashed some iPhones after clocks hit 12:15 a.m. today, December 2nd. Apple has had a history of strange time-related bugs affecting iOS multiple times over the years, but this particular issue appears to be related to recurring notifications for apps like Reminders, or apps that deliver a daily notification to remind you of something that sends it at the same time every day.
Oh, no. Right.
Oh, yeah. No.
Oh, no. So after issuing a final developer beta of iOS 11.2 to developers last night, they decided to just take the unusual step of issuing 11.2 to everybody.
Oh, good.
Which fixes the crash. But I think it was the final developer beta. So
sure.
It's likely that they had most, if not all of the bugs on that update.
But there was
squashed.
There was a particular part of it where it's some sort of like sending cash between people on messages ? Where.
Oh, so yeah. So Apple Cash.
Okay.
I believe it wasn't. It's a feature that they included in 11.2 and is going to be their flagship feature in that update. But they haven't enabled it.
They haven't turned it on for anybody yet. And so it shipped with this release, but it was in the release notes, but it's not available for anybody.
Yeah. But I mean, they'll usually issue their updates Tuesday mornings. Okay. And so what's probably going to happen is next Tuesday, they're going to, on the 5th, I believe they'll have 11.2.1 probably.
And it'll in the release notes, it'll just say,
forget I said anything.
And then you'll update and boom. Bloop. It's ready.
That's right.
Finally.
They also fixed the autocorrect issue where the word it would be autocorrected to IT. like you're contacting the IT department. So here's just a really quick recap of Mac or of Apple's terrible software.
Okay. Let's see if let's go back, Kenny, a week.
You don't have to do the noise with your mouth if you're going to play the harp.
I didn't know if it was going to play or not.
High Sierra, critical flaw with root admin access. High Sierra update released, but breaks file sharing. iOS 11 crashing on some iPhones due to a date bug. High Sierra fix not installing correctly on some systems. And 11.2 released early to fix iPhone crash bug. They've never had this many issues in a week in recent memory.
That's pretty bad. Pretty bad, so, Apple.
There's some QA problems on their end, which is getting towards the end of the year. Maybe people are taking vacations and they're skirting on their responsibilities.
Well, Apple does very specifically outline the dates at which people are taking vacations for people who submit third-party applications to the App Store. But I mean. There are people working around the clock over there, I'm sure. I think it's just that there is some sort of failure, like you said, in their process at the moment, which seems to be a common thread throughout lots of Silicon Valley companies at the moment. But that's another issue, Kenny. What else is happening?
I'm going to actually cover this story that's related to my favorite game right now.
Let's
Destiny
do it.
2's Ghost an Amazon Echo Command.
I thought you were going to talk about CryptoKitties,
it's not my favorite game.
Are we going to skip that? Can I just say there's apparently some sort of Ethereum game related to cryptocurrency, related to cats. You blend the cats and you pay fake money for them. I don't know how this stuff works, but it just sounds kind of strange. It'll be in the show notes. Can you tell me about the Destiny 2 Ghost?
Okay. so let's see. Let me go ahead and run to this part of the story.
Now, see, you were telling me about this earlier in the week. You sent me a link. You sent me a link about it. You said it was specifically Amazon Echo, right?
Correct.
And I think the coolest part is that it ships with this Bluetooth speaker that looks exactly like a ghost.
Mm-hmm.
My only problem with this, you mind if I just cover it? Cause you really just have no idea ahead. What you're talking about. My only problem with this is that, the Bluetooth speaker doesn't have Amazon Echo built into it.
Yes, it does.
It doesn't. It connects to an Echo and utilizes the like home Echo as its brain, I suppose. And then you can put the ghost, I guess, in front of your TV or floating above you like it would in the game, maybe on some, you know, fishing wire or something. It just seems like a huge miss here to make a super killer Bluetooth speaker that is Amazon Echo enabled, or could be potentially your first Amazon Echo product in your home.
It would be mine.
Because of how cool it is.
Because I'd buy it. Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. So, yeah. Well, what's going on here? Is this like a failure of the partnership between these two companies, or like it's, licensing issues, or
no? I know what it is.
Go ahead.
Mm-hmm. So, Destiny or Bungie probably had an idea, a marketing idea to say, hey, let's put out a replica of the Ghost in the game, so that people could have it out. And then they said, oh, let's iterate. What else could it do? It could play noises. Oh, let's make it a speaker. Yeah, let's just make it a speaker. Oh, what would be really cool is if it was like Alexa.
Sorry, everybody. Cancel. Stop.
I don't want to affect anybody's
Garcobots
devices.
Yeah.
But you know, someone probably said, let's like put an Echo in it or something like that. And that was probably in October.
Why are you talking over me?
Why are you talking? It's an Echo. Get it? It's a
Okay. Yeah.
So they didn't have the time because it probably would have taken, I don't know, 5 months, 6 months.
To get
a quality product with Amazon tech in it. Because otherwise, I mean, what you would really want is the Ghost lights, like the thing lights up, but it lights up like an Echo does, where mm-hmm. it's with voice commands, or it lights up when you give it the command.
And
there's a lot of tech that goes into that, which is in the Dot, right? The Dot just kind of connect the wires to the Ghost speaker. Someone's going to figure it out. I guarantee it.
Sure. And that's how it's supposed to work. It's just, I think you're right. I think this was a product that was supposed to come out either with Destiny 1 or maybe at the launch of Destiny 2. Mm-hmm. It was supposed to just be a fun little gimmicky speaker. And then partnerships ran amok and they said, oh, no. We don't have to do any extra work on this physical product we already made. Let's just make an Echo skill or whatever they're called. And then you can connect them. Get it?
But there's one more problem. There's one more problem with this.
Oh, yeah.
I'm looking at this picture.
Who added the lasers?
Is that the problem?
I'm looking at this picture. The box looks four times as large as the actual product. What else are you putting in this box? Look at all the wasted space. Unless you're bundling it with an Echo, just make it tiny box. Make it tiny box.
Make
That's right.
That's English. Yes. Well, so. I know what I'm getting you for Christmas.
Not this.
Oh, no.
No, I think what you should actually I think you should get me a gift card to Waffle House.
We don't have any California.
Oh, well, I'm kind of inspired by this guy, this Waffle House customer who sneaks into the kitchen and cooks his own meal at 3 a.m.
We absolutely had to cover this.
Of course,
even though there is not a Waffle House in California, this seems right in our wheelhouse. And we love breakfast food, I guess.
Or the morning show.
That's true.
When a South Carolina man got hit with a strong Waffle House craving at 3 a.m. on Thursday, he wasn't going to let anybody stop him, including an employee who says he was asleep when he got there.
Here, do you want terrible writing.
You've misattributed the person who's actually talking.
Here, I've got some music for you. Okay, go ahead.
Alex Bowen told WIS-TV that he walked over to the West Columbia restaurant because he couldn't sleep. After seeing no other workers on the premises, he apparently, not wanting to disturb the napping person, Bowen decided to take matters into his own waffle-making hands.
Surprise.
He headed back to the kitchen and whipped up a late-night snack for himself, documenting his culinary adventure in a Facebook post that has since gone viral.
Gasp.
Quote, got hot on the grill with a double Texas bacon cheesesteak melt with extra pickles.
Very good.
That's disgusting. When I was done, I cleaned the grill, collected my ill-gotten sandwich, and rolled on out.
Oh, boy.
He admitted to ABC News, I was pretty inebriated.
No doubt.
Yeah, no doubt. Bowen added that he later returned to the restaurant to pay for the sandwich.
Okay.
I think at that point,
mm-hmm.
the publicity that you've generated for this one Waffle House pays for itself.
I don't think that you actually need
to go back.
If you walk in,
have free reign over all of the food and everything in there because someone was asleep,
mm-hmm.
they don't deserve money.
Yes, I agree. However, if you also had free reign over the entirety of a Waffle House, what would you make? Because
waffles.
Okay.
Are you kidding me?
A
sandwich?
A house of waffles. You would make a house of waffles. Okay.
This Huffington Post article is terribly written.
Welcome to the internet, Kenny.
Welcome to HuffPost.
Hi. I'm Huffy Post.
Huffy Post.
I would probably make something that is quick cooking. You know,
probably a ton of bacon too.
That's true. Okay, ton of bacon. Maybe not a ton. That's an awful lot. Eggs. I think I would make eggs. I would want. It depends, because if it was my first time cooking on a flat top, I'd probably burn everything. Right. I wouldn't know how to use it. This guy had to have some sort of skills involved with the flat top grill somewhere. I just go like eggs and bacon.
It's kind of boring.
I know.
Half brown.
No. Here's what I would do. Eggs and bacon and hash browns in a waffle press. I would do the things that they probably don't let you do at a Waffle House. See, the thing is, I've never been to one. So
you don't know what they're going to let you and what they won't let you do.
I know you can smash them. You can squish them. Can I get my taters squished? I think is what they say. Can I covered, smothered, battered?
What's happening?
Loved. Can I get my hash browns loved?
What in the world are you talking about?
I think they have all sorts of adjectives available as toppings, Kenny.
Hmm. Okay.
I don't know how a Waffle House works.
I don't either.
At all. Kenny, though. I do know how national days work, and today's national day here for December 2nd is National Fritter Day.
I actually thought that you were going to cap out Albuquerque. You got any apple fritters?
No. It's National Fritter Day. No. Mm-mm.
We're
no.
out of apple fritters.
We're out of apple fritters. That's right. I'm Kenny. Although very similar to a donut, it differs in the fact that it requires some base ingredient beyond the dough it is cooked with. The first historical record of the fritter dates back to 1665.
Yeah, you know, when America was discovered by the fritter police.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
Wait, 1665.
Columbus made some fritters
live
and also was very bad as a human.
we shouldn't celebrate his day.
That's right. Fritters are extremely, extremely popular, Kenny, as a roadside snack all over South Asia. Apparently also commonly referred to as pakora. I've had a pakora. I don't know if I've had a fritter.
Fritter. Let me look up a picture of a fritter.
Like a donut, but not. It's got stuff in it. I've seen what apple kind of fritters.
Stuff?
So like a pakora would have veggies in it, but you can also do like an apple fritter. You could do sweet or savory, or you could mix the two.
It's a lumpy donut with other stuff in it.
It's like a scone, but I think deep fried.
Okay. Deep fried scone is the best way to talk about a fritter, I'm sure.
Mm-hmm.
Throughout China, fritters are sold at roadsides. They may contain pork, but are commonly vegetarian.
Mm.
I mean, that's the pakora you're talking about.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
In Japanese cuisine, tempura is vegetable or seafood dipped and fried in light crispy batter and served with as a common accompaniment.
Hold
to
on.
Meals.
They consider that a fritter? Are you kidding?
What would you consider that? Vegetable or seafood dipped in light crispy batter.
Yeah, that's what I call them. It's just short for vegetable crispy batter.
You're just gonna have to say fritter.
All right.
What does that translate to in Japanese?
I have no idea. It probably.
Oh, okay. I thought you were learning the language.
I am. In fact, for our trip coming up here in March.
I have one more thing to say about fritters.
Yeah, go ahead.
This is from Wikipedia. Clam cakes and crab cakes are varieties of fritter. So
I love a good salmon cake.
Oh, salmon cake.
Yeah, salmo cake. Very, very good. Very, very good.
Okay.
Kenny.
Yes. Hello.
Hi. How are you doing? You feeling good? I just wanted to remember when last time. Was this post show? It was probably post show. You're going to be out next week.
That's right. And the following week.
And the following week. So let's cut this one a little short.
Okay.
And wrap up the episode and make room for a couple more minis in the feed. This one's going to go out on Tuesday. We pull up the calendar. Tuesday, December 5th, 2017.
Boom.
As of this year, we are still trying to hit our follower goal over on the Good Stuff Twitch channel. We are at a whopping 37 question mark. Yeah. as I pull up OBS, 39, excuse me, 39. Ooh, thanks for all the follows today. We appreciate it. But if you would go over to goodstuff.fm/live, you can click on our little profile icon, take you straight to the Twitch page. You sign up, you hit the follow button, and that's that. It helps us get to our goal. So in light of the fact that you indeed will be out, we're going to make this one a mini. We're going to cover a couple of other fun things in our next episode here. Live stream watchers, we're just going to continue and keep going. Yeah.
Livestream gets all the goodies.
That's right. All at once. So if you want to get episodes 3 weeks before they happen, go over to Twitch.
Boom. Live. Especially when Kenny has a terrible, terrible month.
That's how things work. I think it's a good month, really, for everyone involved, because lots of Christmassy things are happening, and I'm real excited for them. Do you have a tree? Do you get a tree?
I have a fake tree.
Okay.
Like with lights already built in.
Oh my gosh. Do you press a button and it goes like,
yeah, it takes off. It's a rocket. I bought a rocket.
Make sure you put a shiny red Tesla Roadster onto the top of that before you do. Cause we got to get that to Mars. Kenny,
totally. All right.
That's the end of the mini. I got to get us out of here and start the next one. Until next week. Bye everybody.
Oh, bye. Bum, 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 bum.